For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Joined now by Mike Osti, managing editor of WV Sports Now, host of the Mike Drop podcast, featured writer at Yard Barker as well. Mike, welcome in. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. How you been?
Pretty good. Enjoying the summer. Still haven't gotten out golfing yet. That's probably the biggest regret so far, because the weather's been amazing, dude. It's been unbelievable.
Yeah. We do need to get out on the links. It's been amazing. I will say, I did complain the other day that it's kind of getting into a little bit of a fall vibe. Little chilly for me for June, but it's been mostly good. And I did golf once or twice. Could go more.
Well, if you're looking for hot temperatures later this week, going to be in the 90s this weekend, apparently. So, and I will say, I remember last year at this time, weirdly enough, last year on my birthday, it was 60 degrees and raining. On June 12th. So I don't know if we're going to get that, if that's going to become a regular thing. We can push my birthday back a month, because I'm not.
Okay.
I was going to say then
happy birthday to you. And
thank you.
We will have potentially a warm day on Father's Day coming up. So I'll be able to enjoy that. I'm looking forward to that. And this would be a nice Father's Day, maybe drama free. Because the first one of my life certainly sparked some drama in the world of WVU athletics that I cover. So we will see now how this one goes, but that's coming up this weekend. So I'm looking forward to some family time as well.
Well, and I told the listeners earlier, and I'll tell you now, I have decided I will not be running for president. I've turned 35, and I can now run for president. I did announce at the start of the show that I will not. Be running in this.
You're welcome to change your mind at any time, though. We've heard that from people before for years and years, and they ended up running. We certainly also can help you maybe cover up some fun we maybe had back in college at WVU. And also, you need to go back and delete some of your past Facebook posts.
I would have some trouble winning for many reasons. That said, though, why don't we start with WVU baseball, sort of the topic du jour. And it's funny, I had you on what feels like a lifetime ago, but it was probably February or March, and I made a joke about February. I made a joke to you about how it felt like J.J. Weatherholt was collecting every possible preseason accolade that he could. And then, despite missing 24 games, even has gotten some postseason accolades as well. Hit 330 on the year, 8 home runs, 30 runs batted in, 30 runs scored. Again, all in spite of missing, more than a third of the season. Dude missed a lot of, actually, yeah, almost half the season, now that I think about it. J.J. Weatherholt missed due to injury, still has a really good year. Derek Clark received a first team ABCA honor just now. But obviously the big story is the end of the Randy Mazy era, the beginning of the Steve Sabin's era. I want to focus on Mazy for a second, especially because this is I think it hits home particularly well for me, because I remember doing games with you in college, right? Doing college radio, broadcasting games. During the GVZ era.
Yeah, it was before Mazy. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we left before Mazy came in. And the program had a little bit of a hot run during the Jerko GVZ era, but they kind of petered out as Jerko was leaving. And if you go back to that first season under Mazy, when they were joining the Big 12, WVU was picked to finish last in the conference, winds up finishing third. And I feel like in a lot of ways, that was certainly a harbinger of things to come. 4 postseason appearances, in spite of whatever happened in the conference tournament, they did get to the postseason 4 times in more than a little over a decade under Mazy. And they finally did break through to the super regional in this round. And even without winning at all, which would have been a long shot for WVU, it does feel in a lot of ways like this was the culmination of something for Randy Mazy. Like he was waiting to get over the hump, and he waited until the last possible moment, but he did it. He got this program that he took over and was in I don't want to use the term disarray, but certainly wasn't in ideal shape. And look at where they are now. And I was hoping to get your kind of thoughts, especially having seen that at the end of your college time, where the program was to where it is now.
Some have compared it to what Don Nayland did for the football program. The football program obviously has been around for a long time and has history that is successful prior to him, but there was a bit of a lull. There was a down period. The 70s were rough. Certainly the late 70s were rough for West Virginia football. Don Nayland walks in the door, and within a decade, they're in the national championship game. They're playing as a national contender. They do that multiple times in terms of seasons that legit give them a chance as a national contender, and he has a career that is worthy of the Hall of Fame, the College Football Hall of Fame, not just WVU Sports Hall of Fame. Put that program back on the map if it was ever off the map. And then we know the trajectory the program was able to go on soon after Don Nayland, even though there was a dip there with Rich Rod, but then Rich Rod was able to take it beyond that, and Dana, and then Neil Brown now currently. And Don Nayland gets credit for that. So many have kind of compared that, where, yeah, GVZ, I do think Greg Van Zant sometimes gets his tenured slandered a little bit for things that maybe are controversial off the field. It wasn't all bad. It certainly was not this, but there were tournament wins. There were appearances. He did have Jerko there, whose name was on a street. That was a transcendent figure to be there and play there that was matured under GVZ. And if you look at overall win percentage, Mazie's not the leader. Like, GVZ did have an overall success for tenure, even though there were certainly some bad times. But when Mazie took it over, it was definitely floundering. The perception of it was not sound. I actually had a former major leaguer at the time with the Tampa Bay Rays. He dropped a line to us, and we wrote an article on WV Sports Now on he didn't go to WVU. He's a West Virginia kid because he didn't like the recruiting trip under GVZ, didn't like things about GVZ. Separate from on the field, Mazie's tenure is also going to be about changing the culture of the program. So not only does he lead it through its most successful period, not only does he lead it through heights the program had never seen before, not only does he do the Don Nayland thing where putting the program back on the map and kind of fixing where it was and making them a national contender truly, but no one's going to say anything like that about Randy Mazie. I mean, his players are like kind of sons to him. His wife has been very close to the program. His son now is very close to the program. They make it a very family atmosphere. If anyone has been around them, whether it be home or away, covering the program, it is literally like she is the den mother of these players and he is the head coach and kind of a father figure. That whole vibe has been because of Randy Mazie's personality, the resume that he had to come aboard to this job. And not only that, but separate from, yeah, you win a regional for the first time in program history. You get to a super regional for the first time in program history. They did not win the Big 12 tournament, but they did win the Big 12, winning a regular season title in 2023. That was a big deal. There's a trophy there for that.
And by the way, the Big 12, a much better conference, arguably, than the Big East ever was.
Right. And that is a big deal. I mean, you're talking about that was Texas was still in there. I mean, that was a major conference that WVU does have a trophy for winning. And again, you win a regional. It was a regional they had to travel across the country to be in. They do play right there with North Carolina, despite losing those two games in the super regional. But also going from Alec Manoah all the way now to, you mentioned, with J.J. Weatherholt and Victor Scott before him and other players that aren't even being mentioned here. Jerko, you could argue, started the trend, which is GVZ, which, again, I think is part of slandering his tenure. I do think he started the trend of major league players that people give full-on credit to Mazie. But Mazie took it from Jerko and a few other, like Grant Buckner and a few others, for a name, W baseball past, to... We're talking about Manoah being finishing third in the American League Cy Young race, and his career has tapered off since then. Of course, he's hurt now, but those are the type of careers we're seeing from players going from Mazie beyond. He thinks Derek Clark could get there. He has the swag and personality. We'll see if he ever makes it, but major league teams, scouts, media that cover Major League Baseball, I know for sure they have said, you learn under Mazie, they trust you to be able to have a career. That maybe wasn't the case before. So changing the culture, doing things the program never did before, accomplishing heights the program never accomplished before, and putting a new stamp on the program that's kind of all positive that never was there before. That's the Maisie legacy. And I'll leave you with this, Alex. I can't remember this happening really before for any coach, but this is the ultimate sign of respect. North Carolina, seven straight years in the Super Bowl regional. They're a baseball blue blood, arguably. WVU, first time there. They're not supposed to be there. You could say what you want about decisions. I do think, personally, he left Clark in too long, despite not yeah, I do think I agree the bullpen's nothing. He said it to us in media. The bullpen is not going to lead us the way, basically pretty much saying nicely, we're not using these kids. They're here. They basically literally were. They basically were fans there. He never was going to put them in. I get it. But I'll throw a tip of the cap to my colleague Will Graves with the AP. He pretty much said, I don't care who's out there, who's in the pen, or what they struggled with before. 144 pitches, somebody else got to be better than 144. But nonetheless, you can go to that decision. You can even go to decisions. Like, he was even pinch hitting for a runner on first base when the game-winning run would have been on second. You didn't even need to pinch hit there. Even on the broadcast, they were saying this is an irrelevant run. I think sometimes he got in his head and tried to do too much. But none of those decisions really matter now. The overall legacy is positive and great for the program. But North Carolina, after winning as a blue blood, they sang Country Roads in their locker room, not to disrespect, but as a respect to West Virginia. That right. And
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It was a love fest. They're all crying and hugging, including his opposing coaches, seemingly at the end of every game this past year. That doesn't happen for every coach either. So West Virginia fans, there's really nothing to be mad about when you look at the overall Randy Maisie legacy in WVU baseball and where it could go in the future now under Steve Sabins, who is a disciple of Maisie.
So now that leads to the next question. So there's a hockey podcaster, radio host in Canada that I listen to occasionally named Jason Greger, typically covers the Edmonton Oilers, but he's part of a two-man podcast that I listen to pretty regularly. He has a little theory. Now, again, this is specifically talking about hockey, and I wonder how you would feel about this translating into other sports. And certainly there's been a history of this. His theory, though, he typically does not like when guys are hired internally off of the bench to fill a vacancy as the head guy. And that's just, yeah, it's a personal preference thing. He argues that, you know, you have to go from being the assistant who can often get away with kind of looser conduct, being best friends with the players. And so that often makes the first couple of years the hardest stretch of time, because now you're having to treat players you were just the assistant coach for in a different way as the manager. I'm curious where you fall at all on that, if you have any concerns about the early tenure under Sabins, or if you think this is even applicable. Again, very different sports. We're talking about the NHL and college baseball. But I do think there's some validity to the theory when you look at some of it in the hockey side of things. And we have certainly seen this in other sports as well when this has occurred. We have seen not always amazing transitions of power. Sometimes that's not on-field related, as we know with WVU football's history. That's not always an on-field thing. But there have been issues there before. So I'm curious if that tracks for you at all, where you say, you know, I do wonder if there is any concern about Sabins jumping from one role that he did for a long time into a role he's never done before with a bunch of guys who are only going to know him in that one role.
So I do have some concerns about it, and I also have concerns knowing the fan base and how this next year is going to probably go perception-wise and what they are expecting and how it probably will go realistically, because you're not just losing Maisie, you're also going to lose J.J. Weatherholt, who, yes, he missed a lot of games this past year and did not have the year he had before when he was vying for the college baseball equivalent of the Heisman Trophy, legitimately was vying for that and had a chance at an average record. That 2023 is one of the best individual seasons for any Mountaineer athlete in any sport of all time. Last year, this past season, obviously not that because of the injuries, but he's still a top 10 pick. And being a top 10 pick obviously could help you get to where you are. And he was not the best player in these regional games, nor the super regional games. So, like, that's a positive that he kind of was like an undercard for the past 2.5 weeks of the season. That's good. If he was leading the way and doing it all, that would leave you concerned of what you do after him. So he's gone too. He's the best player, but they have other pieces that are still going to be there that help them get to where they got. But my major concern is twofold. Number one, Ren Baker to me has done a great job in terms of hiring and making decisions. I know he's had to deal with a lot of drama. It's very controversial. I think he's made the best of a lot of decisions. And this is the program, Alex, that you can make an argument that when he took the job, he maybe didn't even realize this. Obviously, there's history behind football and men's basketball, and that's what fans care about the most. But in terms of, at that point, the most successful program, arguably still, is the baseball program. You could argue soccer, but for the purpose of this conversation, one of the most successful programs athletically at WVU right now still is the baseball program. Alex, he went out and did national searches across the country, hired a guy from Drake at a mid-major across the country, all of that, for programs that are not where this baseball program is. And yet the one program that he's looking at, top 10 ranks, best in program history, all-time home run records, Big 12 title, and then you go to a super regional, and he doesn't even get to do any work. They basically tell, I know this happened. They told him, this is our succession plan. We would like you to do this. We would like you to get behind this. It's what Maisie wants. It's what the program's been doing. Alex, I think everyone realizes this. This has been in the works for years, not just 1 year. This has been in the works for 2 to 3 years. And Ren Baker, to his credit, I trust you guys. You're winning. You're going to keep on. We're going to do this. But wouldn't you love to see Ren Baker in a room trying to hire for a top 10 national program that he has not yet actually been able to do? Obviously, hiring for basketball after drama, football, stayed with Brown, but who knows about the future? Even other sports, they've been in the midst of drama or somebody leaving. Women's basketball had tons of drama before Kellogg. Wouldn't you like to see him in a room with a program where he can sit there and say, we don't have drama. We were in the super regional. We're good. We're going to have a top 10 MLB pick. Come aboard with the same money that I'm giving everybody else. So he doesn't get to do that. I would like to have seen it, to be honest. So because he doesn't get to do that, and this is not his hire, even though he's supporting it, you have to imagine what the rope is going to be. Maisie was there 12 years. He took over a floundering program. The expectations were not what they are now. For Maisie to get that team, even in a postseason appearance, when he took over for GVZ where they were then, was an incredible feat. If he misses regionals the next couple years and says, well, JJ's gone, the fans are going to start saying, Maisie got there a couple years in. Maisie just left you a super regional team. Why are you dipping back? I'm not saying that's fair to him. That's kind of what you're talking about, expectations. But that's what he's going to have to deal with. He does not have the resume Maisie had before getting the job. He pretty much, this is going to be his biggest opportunity of his life. And secondarily, which is kind of what you're alluding to, and I know this from covering college athletics, the assistant coach all the way down, top assistant all the way down, they are the player's best friend. They are usually the conduit between the media and the players, and a lot of times. The assistant coaches are the kingpins of recruiting. If you see them steal a player from another country or another part of the country or somewhere that you wouldn't expect, and oh, wow, this program got this guy – a lot of the time, yeah, they'll say, well, okay, this guy's the head coach. This is the system. Alex, as you know, the guy doing the work in the living room, flying across the country on a red eye, meeting the family, building the relationship, that's the assistant. So if you have a problem with the head coach, the assistant will pull you aside and say, yeah, I know he's being a jerk right now. Like, don't listen to him. You're the jerk when you're the head coach. You can't do that. There's somebody else going to be that guy for you. And those players may lose their confidant, in a way. It's a different relationship that'll definitely be created. So it'll be interesting how that goes. I certainly haven't been around Saban's enough as a head coach to know how he'll be, because he may transition from his personality as an assistant. And as you saw, he wasn't even doing interviews last year. Like, he was the assistant, even though everyone knew he had the job. He was not willing to even step above that and even take an interview if you wanted to talk to him on the field, which we tried at the Super Regional. I had a guy there. Saban's like, I'm not the head coach yet. Okay, but now he is. So we'll see. But I do think it's harder sometimes. I'll simply give you this. Sometimes it's harder to replace the guy than it is to replace the guy that replaced the guy. Meaning you're replacing the Hall of Famer. He's going to be in the WVU Sports Hall of Fame someday as Maisie. That's a guarantee. Whereas maybe it'd be easier to replace the guy that replaced Saban's, who's there for 3 years and then gets fired so Wren can bring in his guy. That is what I would be nervous about. I am not Wren's guy, and I'm taking over a program that the fan base may honestly expect to win a Super Regional or literally contend for a national title. That is the next step for this program now.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, I don't. I think you're spot on that it for the fan base. I don't think that a step back is going to be realistic. And he takes over a program where, again, this is actually sort of a perfect way to close the loop here. That he takes over a program where, when Maisie took over the exact same program, the expectations were, as we talked about, significantly lower.
They were way lower.
Picked to finish last in the conference. That is not what's likely going to happen next year for WVU baseball. So I'll be fascinated to see that. But it is a ringing endorsement. And everything you've said about Maisie has totally rung true for me. Ringing endorsement of the Randy Maisie era for Wren Baker to sit back. The way you're telling it, for Wren Baker to basically sit back and say, I'm buying what you're selling.
That's pretty much what he did. And he didn't have to. He could have said, yeah, you're winning. I'm the athletic director. They paid me. You can't fire me. I'll give Saban's an interview. But, I mean, it really wasn't even a search. I mean, this was done. He just let them do what they were going to do already and literally put a stamp of approval on it. And it absolutely has been in the works for years. I know that to be a fact. It's also risk for Wren. When you think about it, Alex, he's the athletic director. If this program ends up being last next year, certainly they might give a mulligan because of weather hope. But if they're not good the next couple years, not only will he have to likely fire Saban's, who was Maisie's guy, but the fan base is then going to say, Wren, you know, part of being the AD is making tough decisions. You put your stamp on this and now it's real bad again. You know, that's also on you. So there's pressure all the way around. You know, with great power comes great responsibility. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. They got a crown from a regional championship and a Big 12 trophy the year before. It's getting heavy up there. You don't want to just all of a sudden go middle of the pack in the conference when you get a trophy a year ago. You could argue if they didn't win, I'll put it to you this way, Alex, if they did not win a regional title this year, you could absolutely make an argument they disappointed from what they should have been with a top 10 pick, with Grant Hussey setting a record, with Maisie's last year. They won 40 games a year ago. I think it was 33 this year. They did not even come close to winning the Big 12 regular season or tournament this year when they got a trophy a year before. If they did not have a solid showing before the Big 12 tournament, they might not even have got in the NCAA at all because they were kind of on the bubble a little bit this year. They were not the year before. They almost disappointed if it wasn't for we're able to say we won a regional, and that's a trophy for itself. So they got lucky. I wonder what the rope will be for the fans and what they will give Saban, who is a new voice, a new guy, a new job for him. There will be new players there, but also it might be easier to recruit now when you can say we just won a regional and we had a top 10 MLB draft pick. If we just did it with this group, why can't we do it again with you? It's an easier sell than it might have been for Mazie when he took the job almost 15 years ago.
All fair points, and I'm not surprised. I had a bunch of other topics, and we pretty much used up all the time on WVU baseball, but I want to wrap on one note since tonight is game 3 of Celtics and Mavericks, and of course, Joe Mazzulla's Celtics. Yeah. Again, just a crazy story. I actually posed this question a couple of weeks ago, just sort of out into the ether, and nobody's really been able to answer this for me. Has WVU ever... Has Fairmont State ever, I think WVU has actually had an NBA coach in the final, like, correct me if I'm wrong. Jerry West did coach the Lakers to a finals. If I'm right, as a coach,
he might've done a player's coach thing. I mean, that was that era of player coach type of thing.
Yeah.
I almost was leaning to no, cause I remember looking this up recently. Obviously Jerry West did win an NBA championship as a player, despite losing in the finals a lot.
Right.
But Bill Russell was player coach kind of type of thing. He was really more of the coach at that point, and when they did have, when he was the youngest coach to go to the finals, which is before Mazzulla. So I'm tempted to say no, but regardless, I will tell you this, because I did look this up. This would be the first player to be a WVU alum to win a championship of any kind in the NBA since the 70s. Javon Carter was in the NBA finals a few years ago with the Suns as a bench player when they lost to the Bucks. Obviously they did not win. They've had other players be in the past. Hot Rod Hudley, for example, but they, in terms of the winning of NBA championships, I believe it's Jerry West and a couple other guys in that 70s period. Jerry West was obviously in the early portion of that decade, but this is regardless incredible. This is an incredible story. They got to make a Disney movie someday. Fairmont State, I'm probably, you know, is probably not have happened for them.
I don't think so.
There as well, even though he played for the W Final Four team. But a lot of pressure to do this. They look like they're riding high right now. They look like they're very, very deep, and they're the deepest team. We'll see about Porzingis' injury. But even if he can't play and they struggle in Dallas, because it'll be harder there, you have to imagine they're looking at a title now. They're already a 2-game series lead as we're talking now. You look like they're not going to blow that. And with, at his age, Alex, he wasn't supposed to have this job. He only got this job because of drama. He was not in the trajectory of this job. Brad Stevens has been honest about that. He kind of took a chance on him because they were in drama and they had no other options. There was no Hall of Fame guy that would come aboard in that situation off that drama. And the chance worked. Mazzulla was ready. Nobody thought maybe he would be. And tons of pressure. The team was in the finals recently without him as the head coach. He goes from the assistant on that team to here, and in winning a championship, he's certainly not paying for dinners in Morgantown, in Fairmont, in anywhere in New England. Because I think the other end of this story that no one's mentioning, yeah, he's a WVU kid. It's cool for us covering. He's from Rhode Island. If he did this for the Sacramento Kings, it'd be a big deal. But he grew up a Celtics fan. So the team he grew up rooting for, he then gets back to in a weird way, and could be the youngest coach to win after so many years, could get them their record-setting 18th banner, and only the second since Larry Bird retired with that 08 title. This would be a gigantic deal that he would be a made man forever. Now the pressure would be on to do it again with that roster, but even if they don't, he would be a made man forever. He would be on a pace to be a Pantheon Hall of Famer, to be right up there with Jerry West, Huggins, Hot Rod Hudley in terms of great WVU basketball players. And when we were in college, and I talked to some of his teammates at the time, John Flowers and others, I don't think anybody thought, okay, he's not going to be a pro player. He didn't even want to. He always wanted to be a coach. He's going to end up being the next Red Auerbach and be the next greatest coach of all time in the NBA. I don't think anybody would have thought that.
Get him a cigar.
And that's the case right now. He's maybe going to grab a cigar soon and on pace to be that guy. And that's just freaking phenomenal, to say the very least.
This is my last question for you on this subject. Kristaps Porzingis may miss the rest of the series. He's been dealing with every injury under the sun. Latest is a calf injury. Do they need him, or are they good either way?
If this was the beginning of the series, I would have said they definitely need him. I think they needed what he gave in games 1 and 2. They certainly needed him in game 1, offensively and defensively. Maybe this is easy to say because of just the math of the games that are remaining. They have a 2-0 series cushion. So I don't think they need him to win the NBA championship. I think they have a deep enough team. Alex, you have to remember as well, they won these 2 games with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown both kind of being off. And I'll go as far to say Jason Tatum hasn't even really been good. Brown has, but not great, and Tatum struggled, and Porzingis carried game one. Jrue Holiday, who's the only player with a ring, he was on the Bucks team that won a ring, he carried the day in game two. So it'll be a hit defensively, and maybe the Mavs could make this a long series, but I think because they have a two games and on cushion when this injury occurs now, that they're going to have enough of a
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bumper that they're not going to go lose the next, you know, four of the next however many games. So I think they're still win. It's a big deal. And it's if they didn't have as easy as a road to get there and all the injuries to opponents, they maybe wouldn't have been there without Porzingis, but they didn't have him to get to this point. But I think he's been very underrated for them and was not there last year when they blew that series to Miami in the conference finals. He's been the piece added this year as almost like we have him now. We're just so deep. Nobody can touch us. But they got to get more minutes to Al Horford in his 37, 38-year-old self. I mean, the more he plays, you figure the worse he'll be. So it's a hit. We'll see.
All right, one last thing I like. This is a perfect segue. I can't pass it up. Alex Barkov potentially could miss some time for the Florida Panthers. So here's the question for you. This is your final task. Okay. 2 weeks from now, when we next meet and discuss, the Stanley Cup Finals will mercifully be over. If they go to seven games, it actually will be finally over.
We should have had more games played.
It's crazy.
You do not need 3 days.
How long the series is going to be if it goes to seven? But I guess my question is this: if Alex Barkov cannot play for Florida, does that change the series and the fortunes for the Edmonton Oilers, who looked good in game one but couldn't get the job done and then really struggled in game two? Is Barkov the linchpin for the Panthers to winning this series? Can Edmonton get back into it now if Barkov is going to miss time?
I do think if I had a gun to my head, I would still say Florida's going to win, even though I admittedly have been open. I'm rooting for the McDavid and the Oilers. But Alex, I'll say this. The linchpin is the phrase. The one reason they could make this a long series, get this to seven, win this series, would be Barkov not being there. We did see this towards the tail end of even game two, that Edmonton, who had seven shots in periods one and two combined, was able to put forth, I think they had 15 in the third period, and they got a lot more rushes without Barkov there. It's a different situation without him. So that's the door being open. They also should be better at home. And Alex, you mentioned it, because I co-host on another podcast that you know, in George Gerbo. He brought up that Edmonton, he thought Edmonton could even get swept because they're one of the worst finals teams ever because they don't shoot the puck enough, and it was as simple as that for him. And I said, I hear that, but they shown they can. They shot it plenty of times early in the Dallas series, even though they didn't do it in game six, and they had 30 plus shots in game one. If they can get it old school, I think that's the strategy, but they showed they can do it. So my annoyance is, as a adopted Oilers fan for 2 weeks here, they had 30 plus shots in game one. Yeah, they couldn't score, but you tip your cap to Bobrovsky. Why only seven shots through two periods then in game two? Just do the same thing whether Barkov's there or not. There's no reason why the shot total should be that low, because I think McDavid actually has played well. So if they can figure themselves out offensively and get back to being aggressive, then I think it'll be a long series. Barkov not being there is a help, but probably Florida now, the two games cushion, is probably going to win the cup here. But I just don't get the helter-skelter Oilers that one day is 30-plus shots, the next day it's seven through two periods. That's a different team. and maybe the lull of 3 days off is not helping them, but I think what I'll say this
and we'll leave it here is I think to Florida's credit, they did not play very well in game one and they still got the win. And yeah. maybe they should have lost game one, but sometimes that's the way it bounces with a great goaltender. Yeah. But as a team, they played really well in game two, and the Oilers could not match that level. We'll have to see. We will discuss this. I'm looking for we'll take a nice chunk of time in 2 weeks. And I am hoping I am hoping that 2 weeks from now, when we do talk about it, the series has just ended, because that would be perfect. Otherwise, if the series ends early, it's going to be a while, and it may not even be relevant by the time we talk again. But Mike, man, I appreciate it as always. What are you working on right now? What can folks find at the website?
Yeah, so a lot of recruiting news, of course. WB Sports Now, both football and the basketball program, is still not yet done with the roster, wrapping up the baseball season. Of course, Mike Drop, you can find that everywhere you get your podcasts. A lot going on right now with the Steelers in the midst of the offseason, some rumors and drama there. I did actually, I teased the interview with Doug Gottlieb a couple weeks ago with you. That is there. That has been dropped now. I got a one-on-one with him. He talked about his whole journey and why he kind of fits, despite not being a coach, more than older coaches who are leaving long tenures in this day and age. It was very interesting and a cool conversation with him. So that's there as well. And, you know, everything also comes back full circle. I don't know if you even knew this, but it was brought up on the last broadcast. Kachuk and Jason Tatum were childhood friends. They could both win their first championship within the same week.
Ooh, that's a nugget. I did not know that.
That was on the last broadcast. So it's not me breaking the news. It was there. So there was a shot of them on the bus. They rode a bus to school together. I don't know how long the friendship went, but there's an image of them on a school bus going to school together for some camp or maybe for school. And it's just bizarre that they could both have. That's just insane.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That could happen around the same time frame, but
very good. Mike, appreciate it, man. We'll talk with you in 2 weeks.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.